Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 49 today, verses 28 through 33. Jeremiah 49, 28 through 33. It says, concerning Kedar and the kingdoms of Hazor that Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, struck down. Thus says the Lord, rise up, advance against Kedar, destroy the people of the east. Their tents and their flocks shall be taken, their curtains and all their goods, their camels shall be led away from them, and men shall cry to them terror on every side. Flee, wander far away, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Hazor, declares the Lord. For Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has made a plan against you and formed a purpose against you. Rise up, advance against a nation at ease that dwells securely, declares the Lord. That has no gates or bars, that dwells alone, their camels shall become plunder, their herds of livestock a spoil. I will scatter to every wind those who cut the corners of their hair. I will bring their calamity from every side of them, declares the Lord. Hazor shall become a haunt of jackals, an everlasting waste. No man shall dwell there, no man shall sojourn in her. Now, if you've been following along with our prophecies coming here through Jeremiah as we've been going through chapter 49 and following, you'll notice that God's been giving prophecies about different nations, and mostly they're about the last days, the end of the tribulation period and the judgment that God's going to bring on all the nations. But this prophecy is a little bit different. If you look at the wording, you'll see in the midst of these prophecies of future judgment, God shows that his word is true by giving a present time prophecy to Kedar and Hazor about their being defeated by Nebuchadnezzar. Look at what it says again in verse 28. Concerning Kedar and the kingdoms of Hazor that Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, struck down. And so we see in this time, he's giving a prophecy about how Nebuchadnezzar is going to judge them. I love the fact that God, in the midst of giving prophecies that aren't going to happen in the lifetime of many of these hearers, all of the hearers for the most part, will now give a prophecy of something that's going to happen in their lifetime. In other words, I want you to believe that what I'm saying about many, many years from now is actually true, God says, and so that you'll know that what I'm saying is true. Let me give you a prophecy right now that will help you see it. And we see God do that a lot. He's made prophecies about the nation of Israel, yet at the same time, he warned the nation of Israel because of their rejection of the Messiah. And he gave a short-term prophecy with the cursing of the fig tree, and then it withered that day. And that was a picture of what was ultimately going to happen. God many times will tell us what's coming, and then he'll also give a little glimpse of what shows that he knows and he's in control. I guess what I want to ask you today is this. Has God given you any recent evidence that his word is true? You see, God is not just a God of the prophecy of the last days. He's a God of today. He wants us to walk with him today. He wants us to believe in him today. There's nothing wrong with believing the prophecies of the future, but there's also nothing wrong with saying, Lord, what would you tell me today? How would you lead me today? How can I trust your word today? How can you reveal your word to me today so that I may know that your word is true and to believe you and to walk with you? All the way through, as God would tell the nation of Israel and his people, here's what's going to happen down the road. There were many times that he would do something right then as well. Why? Because he wants them to continue to trust him. There's a tendency sometime with us as humans, and God knows that. He makes us. He's the one who's made us, and he knows us inside and out. There's a tendency sometimes with humans that when we hear things about down the road, we just assume, well, that won't happen in my lifetime, and we kind of poo-poo it or ignore it or don't take it seriously. But we need to be reminded that the same God that said that Jesus would come the first time is the same God that said Jesus is going to come the second time. The same God that said he would be born of a virgin in Bethlehem, and he did and was, is the same God that said he's going to come back to this earth riding on a white horse and set up his kingdom literally on the earth. Well, because of the fact that there have been many, many years between the comings, there's a tendency sometimes to think, well, maybe it doesn't really mean that, or maybe it's not really what he was saying, and we try to spiritualize it and rationalize it. So maybe some of you need a reminder today that what God says is true, and when he says it, it will happen. And so ask God to give you a reminder that his word is true today, that'll encourage you that you can believe everything that he has said. I look forward to sharing some more with you from Jeremiah on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Proverbs. Hope to see you then.